This is Gamercast episode 311. Nay Panderland, this is the show recorded on the 24th of September, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host, my name's Port, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello. Hello. My hand goes across the butt. No one can see this anyway, except for the people listening live. So, sorry, podcast people, that made no sense.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. So we missed last week because we were busy.
Sorry.
That's Catherine's
fault,
by the way.
Totally my fault, and then I feel bad because I never apologised.
And those people at what? Paradox Interactive?
Well, Paradox and Johnny Atom, who are a PR company.
Don't know who that is.
It was fun though.
Yeah, fun.
Have fun with Janet.
To the max.
Now for the news.
Alright, so first up, we've got a bit of Wii U news.
Yes.
And the Wii U. It's the new Nintendo console that's coming out later.
Yes, so of course, as we didn't do a podcast last week, we didn't really mention the Wii U.
Wii U.
Because of course...
You have to say it right.
I'm going to say Wii U.
Wii U!
Wii U! How about that? Wii U!
Wii U!
So yes, all the details and everything were of course announced. I thought I'd just briefly go over the dates for release in the different countries and the games that were announced. So oddly enough, Japan got it last. So they get it on December 8th in Japan, and they are getting a premium set and a basic set. Everyone gets a premium and a basic set. However, there's a slightly different in that in the premium set, you don't actually get a sensor bar. So like a Wii U sensor, or a Wii sensor bar. But I'll just go over like the premium and basic sets for in the UK. In the US, they have the Wii U coming out November 18th. They're the first people to get it. And in Europe, we're getting it November 30th. I have got it there. So the basic Wii U is a white Wii U. It comes with 8 GB of internal storage, a gamepad, which is the one with the screen, and is in white. Is that really all you get? Seriously?
You also get a case of leprosy.
Leprosy. Oh, do you get styluses? I guess you always get those inside the thing. As well as the standard stuff. Apparently HDMI cable.
Yes, that will make things entertaining for people with non-HD TVs.
True, although it is nice of them to actually do that, considering no one does that now. Because Microsoft, of course, took them out. Sony have never given a HDMI cable. Unless they do with the new Sony.
Yeah, but what if I'm using an old TV?
I know, true.
Nintendo haven't thought this through.
Well, they've obviously just thought, well, we're giving people a HD console, have a HD lead.
Yeah, and open it up Christmas Day to find you can't use it on your old TV. Sorry, whatever your name is. Christmas is ruined.
So, with HDMI, can you only have a HDMI to HDMI lead? Are people allowed to mess with the leads and have things on the other side?
Because you could mess just, with in it, what sense?
Well, have a different connector on.
Well, yeah, you can have a different connector on the end as long as it's DVI or DisplayPort, because HDMI essentially encapsulates both of those. But you can't have like component. You need like a full-on converter box to actually convert it.
Well, I was saying, couldn't it surely just be the standard Nintendo lead at the bottom?
The chat room says you can use your Wii one.
Yeah, like I was saying, it has the same, potentially the same AV lead. Just with a HDMI on the end.
Nay Panderland.
Or it could just have standard AV and a HDMI port.
Nay Panderland.
And you get an adapter and a charger for the gamepad as well. And then there's the premium, which comes in black only. 32 GB of internal storage. You don't get a pink one. And it also has a stand for the gamepad, a charging cradle for the gamepad, a sensor bar, and Nintendo Land. There is also a Zombie U pack, which comes with Zombie U instead of Nintendo Land and with one of the Pro controllers. The Pro controllers, which is like
makes you a pro, like day 9
makes you a pro. So that's kind of what you get for it. Also with the premium pack, they're doing a reward program called the Nintendo Network Premium, which gives you points for digital purchases on the eShop. They give you about 10% of the original eShop price back in like cashback style form, but in Wii points. and they say you can use it against purchases once you've got 500 points. But they have also said, I keep saying unlock. They have said that they will be ending this network premium service. It won't be forever. It'll be for like a year or two.
All right.
Which I think is a bit strange.
I'll give them time to make some monies and they'll think about that.
Yeah.
Bayonetta 2.
I was also going to say, so the launch window for the Wii U has been defined as beginning of the 1st of December, so the day after launch, until the 31st of March next year. So the release titles are, as Nintendo have announced, FIFA 13, Mass Effect 3 Special Edition, Nano Assault Neo, looks cool, New Super Mario Bros. U, Nintendo Land, Rayman Legends, looks awesome, well, is awesome, Trine 2 Director's Cut, which is cool, Tokitori 2, which, alright, it doesn't look great, and Zombie U. So those are the games coming out definitely on November 30th. Of course, other games could potentially come out around that window as well if publishers announce their launch just a little bit later. And then, like, within the window, so until the 31st of March, they've announced that they're going to release Aliens Clone Marines, Assassin's Creed 3, Batman, Arkham City, Armored Edition, Darksiders 2, Epic Mickey 2, Power of 2, Game Wario, Game Party Champions, Just Dance 4, Lego City Undercover, Madden NFL 13, which I believe is only in America. I remember reading that before. However, they have put this, and this was the European announcement, so that's a bit confusing. Marvel Avengers Battle for Earth, Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, NBA 2K13, Ninja Gaiden 3 Razor's Blade, which isn't very good. Rabbids Land, Rise of the Guardians, the video game, Runner 2, Future Legend of Rhythm, Alien, in other words, Bittrip Runner 2. Scribblenauts Unlimited, Sing Party, Sonic and All-Stars, Racing Transformed, Sports Connection, Tank Tank Tank, Tekken Tag Tournament 2, Wii U Edition, Warriors Orochi 3, Hyper, and Your Shape, Fitness Evolved, 2013.
Let's talk about Bayonetta 2. It's coming out on the Wii U, exclusively.
Yes, so...
Moving along.
You may notice that there are two Platinum games coming out for the Wii U. The Wonderful 101 used to be called P100, and now Bayonetta 2, which was also announced during the live stream, which was quite nice and totally...
Speaking of live stream, Gamercast is live right now. Please join us in the chat room for the lulz.
Because people can... Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, because of course no one was expecting Bayonetta 2, and then all of a sudden it was like this trailer started, or this teaser started, and I was just like... And so I had to tell people around me that were our Bayonetta fans. They couldn't believe it. But yeah, so obviously Platinum Games have something going on with Nintendo at the moment because they've got two titles coming out for the Wii U.
Two, wow.
So also,
many games.
Two so games takes a while.
They bought 10 minutes.
Nintendo have also announced that they're doing a European tour, like they like to do that kind of... Well, a European tour, I say a UK tour.
No.
Like they did with the 3DS and everything else to try and get people to want to buy the console. So they're starting it off at Your Game Expo this weekend. From the 27th to the 30th, you'll be able to go down there, play on the Wii U, play a variety of games. I think they've got Mario Bros. U, Nintendo Land, and I think they've got Tekken Tag, as well as something else. There's a list on Your Gamer website of the games that got on show, and you'll be able to see the Wii U games amongst it. Oh, Zombie U is on there too, I think. Then they're also taking all over the place, so it's going to Glasgow, Manchester, Derby, London at MCM Expo, Leicester, Birmingham, London again, Newcastle, London again, London again, Milton Keynes and Manchester. This is going on from the 27th of September up until the 6th of January. So I'm sure they have more details on the internal website because there's no point in me listing every single place and then every single date. But it will be at the Play Expo, MCM Expo, and the Gadget Show, as well as Eurogame Expo. So those are
the
all...
The Gadget Show? Is that terrible thing on
Gadget Show
BBC?
Christmas, yes. So that's all the kind of events they're at, and as well as that, they're at shopping centres, so like Westfield, MK Centre, stuff like
Westfield,
that.
Westfield? That's a school in Yeovil.
Is it?
I ain't going to Westfield. I'll get a fuck this meat, like.
Okay. So yeah, that's all cool news.
The chat room says MCM! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. And he wants to know when Horsham's getting a Wii U. I don't know. Ask the council. Ask Nintendo. I don't know. How am I supposed to know? Man.
Okay, so next up is Eurogame Expo news. There's lots
what?
Of...
What?
Well, that was about the midnight launch, and I realise that's tonight, so there's no point in me really mentioning it, is there?
We're not talking about a midnight launch from Mists of Pandaland.
Well, it's in some place called the Paris Cafe in London. On behalf, well, in partnership with Game, because of course Game didn't have...
Game.
That store. It's called Café de Paris.
Alright, so we're talking about Eurogamer Expo yeah. then. So
well, because there's no real point of me mentioning...
It just got deleted by itself.
Yeah, I just deleted it. I'm fast. Okay, so Eurogamer Expo News. There's a fair amount for me to cover, because, of course, we didn't do a show last week, and this is all the news leading up to it, so there's a fair bit...
Well, fast, please, yeah, because I'm falling asleep.
I'm going to try
and
go fast. Okay, so Dishonored's there. They've got a developer session on the Friday and the Saturday. 5 o'clock on the Friday and midday on the Saturday. You'll also be able to play Dishonored on the show floor. Wii U's there, which we of course just mentioned. There'll be a variety of games on show. I think I listed exactly what was on show here at the time of writing it. Yeah, they definitely had Mario Bros, Nintendo Land, and Zombie U. No other announcements back then, but Tekken did get announced the other day. I think it was put on the Eurogame a bit, I believe. What else? That was Nintendo. There's Alienware competitions going on with tournaments where you can win Alienware stuff at Eurogamer. They always do kind of tournament things. They did it for... I can't think of what it's called.
Games.
Ubisoft have announced that they're going to show off... Well, does it say what's playable on the show floor? No, it doesn't. So they're announcing that Assassin's Creed 3, Far Cry 3, and Splinter Cell Blacklist form a key part of the developer session schedules. So Far Cry 3, they're having a talk on the Thursday. Assassin's Creed 3, they're having a talk on the Friday. And Splinter Cell, they're having a talk on the Saturday. I imagine Far Cry 3 will be playing on the show floor, as it was at REST. No idea, though, on... Well, I wouldn't think Assassin's Creed 3 or Blacklist are playable, but they might be. Actually, no, I think Assassin's Creed 3 might be listed on the website. Anyway, I'm not entirely sure. But they've got these developer sessions, and yep.
The chat room says, if you get there early, you can win a copy of Borderlands 2 and a goodie bag.
What, you're a gamer?
I guess.
Really? You know, I'm looking up stuff. As well as this, Microsoft have announced what they got on show. They've got Fable Journey, Forza Horizon, Gears of War Judgment, Dance Central 3, and Xbox Live Arcade games, as well as Halo 4. Also, Halo 4 are partnering with Mountain Dew to give people drinks, hopefully for free. Otherwise, you may have to pay for Mountain Dew, but free Mountain Dew is pretty cool.
Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's quite a nice energy drink.
What's that?
Energy drink.
Nippo.
It's tasty. I like the taste of it.
Nah. Let's just drink Master Chief. Oil used on his suit.
They're also having Halo 4 talk, which I think we mentioned before, but I'll say again, it's on the Thursday and the Friday. On the Friday, sorry, it's Forza. The Gears of War Judgment is playable for the first time, and you can play Overrun mode. Bossa Studios have got Merlin the Game on show, which is a Facebook free-to-play game based on Merlin the TV show. Indie Games Arcade, they've announced some of the game. Well, the full lineup of the Indie Games Arcade sponsored by Sega. There's A Bastard. Apologies for swearing, but that's the name of the game. Barra Barry Ball. Dirac, that might be right. Don't Starve, DRM, Death Ray Manta. Gear Up, Isochronus. Cario. Last Night, Protus, Sentinel. Soccer Bond, The Button Affair, Tower of the Guerrillion, Where Is My Heart, and Zenith. Also, Eurogamer announced that a large number of their developer sessions, which they've got on show, will be watchable on the internet.
Wow, the internet.
So you'll be able to stream it off the Eurogamer website.
Can you stream it off Gamercast?
No. It won't be all the talks. I had a look earlier. I don't believe the Rome talks being broadcast. So, sadly, Paul, you won't be able to see what Rome 2 looks like.
I don't care about Rome 2. I just want Shogun to work.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's kind of it for the Eurogamer news. Of course, Eurogamer Expo happens this weekend / Thursday, Friday before the weekend if you aren't going to work that day and you're going to Eurogamer Expo. But otherwise, yeah, head along. They're pretty fun. Eurogamer Expo. It's well busy, though. It will be well busy. They're expecting about 50,000 people over the weekend.
So about 7 or 8 people might turn it then.
It's well busy because it's London.
That's because the GamerCast Expo
is I wish this was back down in Brighton.
More popular.
Down in Brighton, man. That'd be so much easier and so much quieter. This is going to be massive and I'm going to get tired of queuing and my feet are going to hurt.
Well, get a wheelchair.
No.
I'm disabled.
I'm not going to pretend to be disabled.
Please?
Jeez.
Can I have a powered wheelchair, please?
Insert coin teas are going to be there, selling new designs and giving away prizes.
Insert coin. Nibble, insert notes.
I'll be buying myself a Ryu hoodie. Then I can be Ryu Hazuki.
Let's talk about Terraria.
So Terraria is coming out on PSN and XBLA.
Have fun controlling that with a controller.
Because you can't really imagine how it could work easily.
Well, I can imagine how it would work, and how I imagine it would work is not good.
So would it? So in some ways, if you had like a zombie or whatever coming towards you, and you wanted to quickly select something to be able to attack,
well, you open an inventory menu, and I assume it would pause the game.
Oh, you think? Does it pause the game currently?
No,
I didn't think so.
But that's how I think they have to do it. I'd imagine they have the character movement on the left stick, and then the cursor to actually aim on the right stick.
Okay.
But
that's it, I guess. Well, they're releasing it early next year, so they've got some time to port it over and to get the control screen right. But apparently you can keep an eye on their progress on their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TerrariaOfficial. I guess someone already took Terraria. Farming Giant has been announced. It's coming out for Windows in the third quarter of this year. The latest installment of the Giant series, this time Farming Giant, which challenges players to create an international agricultural empire across the rich and fertile lands of Europe, encapsulated in the expansive game world. Whether crop farming or rearing livestock, Farming Giant features extensive production processes and trade opportunities, as well as a multitude of management options for players to build their enterprise and become a farming mogul. Yeah? Okay. Tiny Troopers is getting an update. Lots of people complained saying, give us WASD support. They had none as a control option, so they have added that. They've also balanced submissions, decreased mine damage, increased trooper movement speed, and fixed a crash bug. Tiny Troopers is out now for Steam. You can also get it on mobile. And Macintosh, you can play it at Eurogamer Expo as well. Because Iceberg Interactive have a small little, they have a booth with a Kukuri, if that's how you say it, who are the people that made Tiny Troopers for Windows.
Sure.
So Game Maker's getting a really cool update. Of course, not that many people care about Game Maker on here because, like, you might just want to play games. But if you want to make games as well, Game Maker are now adding more support.
If you want
support
to make games, learn assembly, do it properly.
Well, yeah, learn, like, something proper as opposed assembly to using a drag-and-drop thing. However, if you just like scripting, then a drag-and-drop style scripting language thing is absolutely fine.
Nibor, we optimize to make the game fast. We want 1 million frames per second. We want efficient use of the CPUs, not this high-level abstracted stuff that runs really slow.
So yeah, Game Maker has a Studio Edition, which is its most expensive edition, but it covers support for Android and iOS. But now it also supports Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8 in the update. It will be free. They haven't said exactly when, but it'll be okay, so for Windows 8, it will be available prior to October 26th, whereas for Windows Phone 8, it will be available following device availability later this year, obviously because they don't know a date, but I think that's pretty cool. Of course, it's like a HTML5 kind of format. Oh yeah, you can do stuff to Facebook as well.
So is it not native code? It's actually just HTML5.
Well, it says you can...
Which
it does
it
multiple...
It could do anyway.
Well, no, it says multiple formats, including HTML5, Android, Facebook, iOS, Windows, OS X, Windows 8, and Windows Phone 8. I think that's cool. I could put like little games I make on my phone. I've got a weird frame rate issue. I'm a bit slow. Some cool Konami news. In the Zone of the Enders HD collection, they will be popping in a demo for Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. So if you don't get to pop to Eurogamer and play Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, you'll be able to buy the Zoe HD collection, which comes out on October 30th, and get a demo. Have they said what's in the demo? Nope. But the HD collection for Zoe, of course, has the first game, Zone of the Enders, and Zone of the Enders Second Runner, which is the second game. And yeah, that'll be on PS3 and Xbox 360. I think that's quite nice because, of course, with the original Zone of the Enders, when it originally came out, it came with a Metal Gear Solid 2 demo. So it's nice that they're kind of following on from. That is just weird. Following on from their kind of history of Metal Gear Solid demos. WWE 13 news. They have announced some pre-order bonuses for Game, HMV, and Amazon. Anyone who pre-orders WWE 13 from Game and GameStation, well, isn't that just Game, receive an exclusive CM Punk t-shirt featuring the WWE Champion styled as never before in his signature and now iconic pose. This is an in-store only offer, so I imagine that means not online, as it says in-store only. If you pre-order it through Amazon, you get a digital version of the Primer Strategy Guide. And if you get it from HMV, you get a WWE 13 Live the Revolution wristband, allowing you to brandish your WWE passion with pride. WWE 13 comes out November 2nd on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Nintendo Wii. Dark Souls, the DLC from the Prepare to Die edition, which is called Artorias of the Abyss. Artorias of the Abyss, yeah. It's coming out on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network October 24th. There will be a version released as well. What's wrong? Are you angry? Oh, he's being a bit mean. Poke you in the face.
Can we get the news over in that one, please?
I'm trying. I'm being as fast as I can.
Talk faster.
Jeez. Okay, Midway Arcade Origins has been announced by Warner Brothers, of course the people who own Midway these days.
Midway.
It's coming out and is a compilation of more than 30 of Midway's Golden Age arcade games.
So basically, they don't have anything new, re-releasing so just they're all crap.
Yeah, they're re-releasing. Well, I'd rather have the Activision games re-released on 360. Gauntlet, Rampage, Joust, Spy Hunter, Defender, Marble Madness, and many more. Sonic the Hedgehog, they are doing some digital trading cards, which is a bit strange, that you can collect. There's 90 unique digital cards, which have a wide selection of images, videos, and information related to the Sonic universe. And you can collect them and look at them in the Stampy app. So Stampy, Stamp II, I guess. I think it'd be cool if they did, like, a line of physical trading cards, but considering they do a line of digital ones, it's slightly weird. But I'm sure Sonic fans out there will snap them up straight away.
The PlayStation 3 Super Slim has now been announced. This is a slimmed-down PS3,
mm-hmm.
Which is, like, smaller than the other one. It's being released mainly as a 500GB model. But they're also doing a 12GB model with internal flash memory for people who presumably just want a Blu-ray player and may want to play one game on it, which will fill up the whole thing with its install probably. That's out this Friday as well.
Yep, it is indeed.
And they're doing a bundle with FIFA 13 as well, at least in the UK.
They're also releasing a vertical stand for it, so you can stand it vertically and have it not fall over.
And the major improvement with this is the ability to get the disc out of the machine after it dies.
It's a top-loading tray. So I believe the top slides.
So PlayStation 1 style. It sort of slides down.
Yeah.
You can just smash it down if it's broken.
This does mean, sadly, that if you keep it in an entertainment unit where there's not that much space for it, it does mean you kind of have to try and get your hand in to get the disc out and put it in. It does also increase risk of snapping discs if you just pull it out. Or snapping them, but maybe not potentially that from snapping, but marks that kind of come out and then eventually snap. Creases, plastic, folding, bending, I don't know.
Who cares? No one's going to buy it.
They're also releasing Xbox a dedicated 250GB hard drive for the PlayStation 3. And it's generally, I think, only made for the... Is it made for the flash? Oh, it's just made for this system. But there's a 250GB dedicated hard drive you can buy as well as a vertical stand. So that's out on Friday, as we will mention later in the new releases. Overstrike has been renamed to Fuse, and EA have made it look a little bit pants. It doesn't look as cool as it did, because they were super characterised characters in a four-player kind of co-op thing. They've changed a little bit. It looks a little bit more generic. Which is sad, because I like Insomniac and I was looking forward to it, but I'm not as hyped up for it anymore.
I like how the chat room is fighting with each other.
Game have announced that their stores are going to have Wi-Fi. Some stores already have Wi-Fi in there, which is free to use, so if you take your 3DS in store and you wanted to download a demo because you saw a game on the shelf, maybe there's a demo on the eStore that you know about, so you can go on the Wi-Fi. I imagine you go on the Wi-Fi, potentially. I guess it'd just be a connect, unless it uses a login system, which then you might be a bit screwed if you're using a 3DS or anything like that. But yeah, you can pop into your local game, they have Wi-Fi, you can use that.
And we're not talking about the fact that GameStation's being shut down.
Yeah, we can mention that too.
And being rebranded to Game.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, Let's Fish, Hooked On. This sounds like a fantastic game for some console I'm probably not ever going to play.
PlayStation Vita! So this game's out in Japan already. It's been out almost since the launch. However, it is actually coming out in the UK, which has amazed me. Called Less Fish, Hooked On. Fish. And it's a little fishy game for the PlayStation Vita. It's coming out in America as well.
More Legend of Grimrock news now.
Yes, the developers, Almost Human, have got the dungeon editor for it in public beta today. Well, yesterday, the day before... day before that, actually quite some time ago now. You can use a dungeon editor now to make dungeons.
I've been instructed by the chat room to say the word Windsor, so he alt tabs out of WoW and goes in the chat room. So Windsor, could you please get in the chat room? This is a final call for Mr. Windsor.
Knights into Dream news. You can expect Knights into Dreams now, which is a re-release of Knights into Dreams from the Sega Saturn on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 and potentially Steam.
As opposed to the Sega Jupiter.
Oh, this just says PlayStation Network and XBLA. Coming out October 5th for Knights into Dreams and Sonic Adventure 2. Both games are 800 Microsoft points or £6.49 on PSN. Knights into Dreams has Christmas Nights into it, which was a bonus that you could get in the UK with a magazine, and in Japan you could purchase it, I believe. And as well as that, for Sonic Madness. Adventure 2, if you played the GameCube version of Sonic Adventure 2, it has the battle mode kind of add-on stuff that came with the GameCube version, but you have to buy it as DLC separately, which is 240 Microsoft points. Dragon Age 3 Inquisition was announced by BioWare. It's coming out late 2013. They haven't mentioned consoles, they haven't mentioned an exact date, but they've said they're listening to fans and they don't want to disappoint anyone anymore.
I've been disappointed already.
You didn't even play it. Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, you're talking about Let's Fish Hooked On.
Mm.
Yeah, bruv.
It's time for Name That Game.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago, everyone would have heard this.
Welcome back to the stage of history.
Welcome to the stage of history.
So yeah, a bit of a sort of unique sound, but sort of very generic at the same time.
Not really, I'd say that's unique. For anyone who played
but lots of old crap like that makes funny noises like that, isn't it?
But that welcome to the stage of history thing.
Well, yeah, the
voiceover.
The voice of the. The stage of history.
That noise, though, that's why I got it. The noise.
Yeah,
the
The answer was Soul Calibur. Catherine actually got it right. We'll see if she can get this week's.
Damn it.
Right. You won't. Because this is hard. Even I would have trouble getting this. And I'm like, pro skills.
Oh, yeah, pro skills.
It's... I'd be proud just to shake your hand. Sir, thank you, sir.
Hey, didn't know you was up here. Sup? Name's Parker, private first class. Hey, they say you've been in the game for years, man. What was the name of that VT you used to pilot, huh? It don't matter.
I'm not sure if I should give you any clues, because some of the words in that can pretty much narrow it down quite nicely, but that is a game that came out this year.
Oh.
I'm not revisiting old stuff.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Any other clues?
It's on a single platform.
PC. Really? Oh, it sounds like an adventure game. One platform?
One platform. Xbox 360. The chat room is guessing like StarCraft and Uncharted.
That's not Nellie North.
No. So do you have any clue? Do you have any clue, Catherine? We need to move things along.
Is it? I wonder if it's Charlotte's guess.
Sharmu says still Battalion.
I watched like the start of that game.
Still Battalion.
I don't know. I give up.
Still Battalion was an Xbox One game.
Well, she means the... Oh, does she mean the Kinect one?
What's the Kinect one called?
Something.
You need to give me the title of the show. Oh, not the show, the game.
The game. Steel Battalion... Heavy Armor?
Heavy Armor.
Is that it?
Is that the one? Yeah, okay, Shauna says that one.
Yeah.
Heavy Armor.
Sounds cheesy.
Don't know, I never played the Kinect one.
Okay, so... I'm probably totally off on this, but I'll guess... Oh, but that looks really long. I was going to go with maybe Binary Domain, but...
Binary Domain.
But I still need to play it. But you've got a little ready thing. From spelling something wrong. Or it being a wrongly spelt name.
Yeah, Catherine tries to cheat. In fact, I'll just show you. This is like... So this is where like my notes live for this sort of stuff.
Nope.
Whoops.
Whoopsie doodah. Whoopsie doodle.
And she tries to cheat by seeing if anything's underlined.
Oh, it went short. Other game.
So in cases like that, but it's so cheating.
But does that mean there is that, or have you done that to throw me off?
Who knows? If you're watching live, you can see what we're talking about. If you're just listening, obviously, I'm just showing the OneNote page where I do all this stuff. Okay, Reese Baxter says Little Big Planet for PS3.
Okay.
And we'll move along, I guess.
Nailed it.
Pro skills. Yeah. Reese Baxter RR. I already said, I'm not repeating myself, I already said what platform.
I already said 360. So we already said it was a 360 game that came out this year.
Alright. Shall we move along?
Oh, I believe we can. If anyone in the chat room says anything, we can always just put that down there.
New releases this week.
We hate you.
Wait, okay, we have a request. The chat room says they hate this song. So let's play the whole song. Oops, wrong one. Oops, wrong one. I don't even know what one it is. All like 2 minutes of this back, so I can play it all if you really wind me up. Let's just do the toilet flush just for the lulz.
What's the vacuum cleaner sound like?
Oh, vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Sorry, but when I get sounds for my podcast, yeah, I get high quality stuff.
Okay.
Innit, bruv? So, new releases. Obviously, tomorrow we have Mists of Pandaria, the new World of Warcraft expansion pack, where you can level up your nab to level 90 now.
Mm-hmm.
And play as a panda. You'd actually need Mists of Pandaria to make a panda.
Really?
Yeah, but I think you can only... Chat room, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can only make a monk panda if you just have, like, normal WoW.
That's quite odd. Am
I right in thinking that, chat room? Correct. Yeah. So, yeah, you can make a monk panda.
Because they didn't do that for the Draenei or anyone like that. You had to have
the Draenei.
You had to have the expansion.
The Draenei.
You had to have...
Go down the drain, you Draenei.
Yes, so that's out. You can also, of course, buy the collector's edition, which we have recently posted a video of.
Yes, if you check out our YouTube channel, you can see the unboxing video.
And I'm going to see if it's got a bad thumbnail. But yes, we have added that up this evening because my copy arrived today. Nice and promptly, I must say. There you go.
No, you're a noob. What? What the hell are you on about? So yeah, Mr. Pandaland, yeah, got pandas. Obviously, we laughed at this a lot when it was
announced.
That's
what it didn't come with. Trading card game. Because that was in all the previous ones, pretty much, wasn't it?
Alright.
However, they didn't do that. No.
Trading card game.
No. Yeah, well, they did, didn't they? Have they stopped the trading card game? I don't really know because I never played it.
Don't ask me. Let's talk about the new PlayStation 3 Super Slim because that's also out and we already talked about it.
Yeah, we already talked about it. It's coming out. How much is it? You don't know?
It's money. I don't really know, to be honest.
People are mean about my Sonic trousers.
Sonic trousers?
They're like not sure about
Can
trousers.
We do the new releases?
Sorry.
FIFA 13 is also coming out. This is another one of these EA
Sports. Big release. I'm sure it'll sell like hotcakes.
In the UK. Nowhere else in the world UK. Does it sell.
Well, I don't know. In Europe?
They bower. We play golf in the rest of Europe.
It's coming out 360, PS3, Wii, PS2, Vita, Windows, PSP, 3DS. PS2. PSP. Those are dead formats over here. And they're still releasing it over here because they still think they've got... that many people.
If they can pull it over for a couple of quid and sell two of them, they've made
money.
Must
look terrible on PS2.
PS2's super powerful machine. It's
but
got
if they're
a motion
just
engine.
Porting a version
Ken Kutaragi said it had little fluffy bunnies in it to power it.
Motion engine. We've got Gran Turismo 5 Academy Edition coming out. Gran Turismo 5 Racing Cars Doodads. My piece of information doesn't even tell me anything. Gran Turismo is one of the biggest names in video game racing. Renowned
it's also
for its unique
one of the
level,
biggest piles of crap in
unique
history.
Level of realism and stunning graphics. Every version has set the benchmark for other driving simulators to follow, and now, with the awesome power of the PS3 behind it, Gran Turismo 5 Academy Edition is about to raise the bar even further.
Can I just say, Forza Motorsport absolutely demolished Gran Turismo.
Let's
play GT4, the game which was much delayed, which was going to have like, you know, all this amazing stuff. It's going to have online multiplayer and all this other stuff. Online's missing. Physics. Bumper car physics. Bounce. Terrible. And then GT5. Oh my god. You take 2 hours to update the PlayStation and install before I can even play that stupid game.
Gran Turismo 5 Academy Edition is coming out. And then we've also got Dead or Alive 5. This is coming in a Collector's Edition format as well.
I bought all the Dead or Alive games since number 2. No, since number 3.
But you haven't bought 4. Oh, wait, no, you have 4.
We have 4, because that's the one with
the
Master
one.
Chief.
Yeah, 4 was the one on 360.
Well, not Master Chief, but Susan 1, 2,
you're
going to
buy
5? Now I'm too cheap to buy a game now.
This is coming out on 360 and PS3. Collector's Edition comes with the game, a metal case, a steel tin, a set of premium swimsuits for the girls, Only the girls, not for Zach or anyone like that.
Zach Nibble.
He's the creepy guy. And it has a hardcover art book as well, detailing the game's rich imagery, as this would say. CD soundtrack and a full colour poster of the DOA 5 cast. I imagine the girlies will be in front and the guys will be behind. But yeah, Dead or Alive 5, boob action. It's always what it's about. Since the first one, it's all been about the boobs.
It's about combat, it's about countering. The countering system's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why all the moves I do are counter attack moves.
Oh, really?
Like, you come at me and I'm just like boom 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 and you're dead. I don't
maybe
even...
we should get Dead or Alive 5 so you can be boom 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 I kill you.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Angry Birds trilogy, because Angry Birds is very crap.
Yeah, so there's an Angry Birds trilogy coming out on 3DS and Xbox 360. It comes with Angry Birds, Angry Birds Rio, and Angry Birds Season. It has 19 exclusive levels. The 3DS version has Street Pass migration features. It's got new biographies for the birds.
I've got Mortal Kombat, you fool.
Full leaderboard support and over 100 hours of addictive gameplay. The 360 version also has Kinect support.
What about Windows 8? Where's the Windows 8 version?
No, that's all what they're announcing. Rocksmith is also coming out now in Europe. It's been out in America for quite some time now, hasn't it? Rocksmith. It's got quite a cool track listing.
It's like Aerosmith, but without a guy with a giant mouth.
It's there to teach you to play stuff properly.
Oh, this is the game where you actually use real guitars and stuff in the... Yeah, okay. It's been out for ages in there.
Yeah, it took us forever to get it over here. Then we've also got Carrier Command Gaia Mission... which is a naval game, I believe. Ultimate strategic jewel. 30 plus unique islands and 6 distinct climatic zones.
Climatology. Tom Cruise is a nut. We can go on and on.
So that's coming out.
Top Gun.
A strategy-based
landing on a carrier.
Combat
back
game,
to where we started.
Which I believe is naval, but I might be wrong because this does not actually mention it. It just says the battlefield, but I'm quite sure there was a ship on the front.
Well, if it's a carrier command,
that's an
aircraft carrier, surely. Not a carrier as in someone carrying someone's luggage out of a suitcase.
Do you mean like a big boat ship thing that has... planes on it?
Yeah, an aircraft carrier.
Okay, sorry. then we've also got Muggin Souls or Mugen Souls.
Could be Mudbloods or whatever they're called.
I'd say Muggin.
What are they
called? It's probably totally wrong.
What are they called in Harry Potter? What do they call the house?
Muggles.
Muggle Souls.
Muggin Souls. This is a NIS JRPG. It looks like it's actually a real-time...
National Internet Services.
It looks like it's a real-time, not a turn-based strategy.
Real-time.
It sounds quite weird. You take on the role of a god called Chow Chow, maybe?
Called Peter Molyneux.
And you use your peons to take over the world. You fight against heroes and demon lords for the fate of the world. With, like, insane damage levels that you inflict on people. So, like crazy Disgaea-style stuff.
It's much more sophisticated.
And this is a PlayStation 3 only game. It looks quite interesting. I'm kind of tempted to get it if it's cheap. Then there's also Wii Sing 80s coming out on the Nintendo Wii. This is a 80s based singing game. Then potentially Persona 4 Arena's coming out. We mentioned this before. This Persona characters in a fighting game using Arc System Works' kind of engine and combat with...
Combat.
Character design of Atlas's Persona characters on Xbox 360 and PS3. Then there's New Little King Story, which is a new PlayStation Vita game. Two PlayStation Vita games in 2 weeks. I'm sorry, was that really loud?
Yes.
Two in 2 weeks. That's crazy.
Wow, two Vita games
have
come out.
I know. It's like the world's about to end. So this is a reimagining of Little King Story from the Nintendo Wii.
Oh, I finally had some pre-made graphics ready of my head actually exploding now.
Nintendo Wii version for the PlayStation Vita. They've improved it. They've done stuff. They've added touch controls. It plays pretty cute. I enjoy playing it.
It's
pretty cute. It's really cute. I mean,
what
it's Little King Story.
Mean?
It's an enjoyable game. But it's only PlayStation Vita. And I... enjoy playing it a bit at E3.
What about Thundercats?
Thundercat is coming out on DS. It is a little...
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Just normal DS.
It's just a random little DS game. You know how, like, you just get random DS games come out every now and again? This is one of those, and it's Thundercat.
So let's imagine Pet Fett with Thundercats in it. Okay.
Then we've also got Kinect Sesame Street TV. This is the retail version of the Kinect Sesame Street stuff. You can actually buy this on Xbox Live Arcade. However, you can also... Well, I guess on Games on Demand, actually. But you can also buy it retail. So, of course, then if it goes down in price, you can get it cheaper that way. And then finally, we've got Camping Manager 2012, where you build and manage your own vacation paradise. Choose your campsite and begin with the construction of your first tents and caravans. You have to place the camp toilets in a reasonable location, but will also need to provide fun and entertainment for your guests, whether it includes boat rowing or a late-night barbecue. The happiness of the campers is your responsibility. Spice up the look of your campsite by placing a variety of plants, flower beds, trees, or works of art. You're free to design your own paradise. You can rotate and place objects where you like, and you'll have the use of a drawing tool. So it's a Camping Manager game.
What are we laughing at, sorry?
I was laughing at the chat room.
What, that stupid twat flipping blah, 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 blah.
So yeah, that's
non-stop throughout the whole show.
That's all the releases this week. Oh, I can sit straight now. Well, not straight. I can stretch my legs out.
So is that it?
That is it.
Oh, man. Thank God for that. I'm about to go crazy.
Crazy. Wee.
No wee. Just crazy.
Wee-woo.
Yeah. Feedback, as always, you can go to feedback@gamercast.net. Assuming that email address even works.
I'm sure it does.
We do record the show... We do record the show live every Monday night at 8 o'clock UK time.
If you can make it.
Gamercast.net/live or Twitch TV, twitch.tv/gamercast.net, whatever you want to do.
If you can't make it, of course, though, you're listening to the podcast right now and you can just keep listening to it like that if your Monday evenings are not available. However, we would enjoy you coming, listening in live and joining in on the great chat room which has been going on in the background. I haven't even been paying attention to it this show because of all that massive load of
text. We just had some noob in there blabbering on about stuff.
But yeah, because of course then it's kind of like live letters as well in a way. Although we haven't really been...
Oh my god, it takes me 3 seconds to unban him and he's already talking again.
We haven't really been reading much off the chat room today, to be fair.
No, the normal sort of people who actually comment with worthwhile stuff have been overwhelmed by Reese Baxter, who says it's his chat room.
Yep.
Or full. So we just have to do a shout out to Reese Baxter for being Fool of the Week.
Fool of the Week.
Fool of the Week award goes to Reese Baxter. It is yours, you're right. So yeah, we'll be back next week. And we hope we see everyone then.
Yes, we look forward to it.
Yeah.
I look forward to it. Paul doesn't look forward to it.
No, well, it's cool, yeah. It's fun, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So next week's show will be after Eurogamer Expo. So I'm sure I might blab on about some games. Which I'm sure Paul will enjoy.
Oh, God. Save me, God. Save me, Jesus.
So yeah, we'll catch everyone next week.
Aye.
Bye.
Bye.